Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week with the Lowrance Bassmaster Elite at 10 Killer right around the corner, we thought we'd preview it with a past champ, a local, and a legend. Jason Christie lives a stone's throw from the lake, kinda, so he's coming up later in the show. And who can say 10 Killer without thinking Jimmy Houston? So he'll join us as well. And Carl Jacobson, who got his blue trophy there in 2019, is here as well in the leadoff role. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsawood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Getting things started with this all-special 10-killer show here with the guy that won the last time the Elite Series went to 10-killer. That was in 2019. He wasn't married yet. He wasn't a daddy yet. None of that stuff had happened yet for him, and now he goes back as a married father as well. He is, of course, Carl Jacobson, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Carl, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Hi, mate. Yeah, a lot's happened since that day, for sure.
It doesn't seem like it was 2019. I thought it was like 2022 or 2023, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it's been almost 6 years since you won there in September of 2019.
Yeah, I've had a couple close calls. I've had a second on Santee. I feel like I should have won Chickamauga. I've had some close calls between then and now, but just haven't been able to seal the deal. But that one blue trophy is something a lot of guys haven't got or will never get. So I'll never take it for granted. I'll always appreciate that win, and I'll keep trying to win another one.
Well, you know, very good friend of yours, Gerald Swindle, you know, doesn't have one yet, and has two AOIs, and we're all pulling for him to get one. You know, I mean, just such a great angler. Would love to see one of those on his shelf. But that just goes to show, when a guy like Gerald Swindle hasn't gotten one yet, that how hard they are to win.
Yeah, that's right. But it's going to be so special when we get to see him win one. It's only a matter of time. He's one of the best fishermen I know, and he's one of the best teachers, and he's taught me so much about bass fishing. I'm super grateful for him, and it's all going to come together for him, and it's going to happen when it's supposed to.
And one of the other things that's changed for you recently, you and I share a sponsor with Crush City. We both have the Crush City logo on our boats. Love that. Love the wrap. Love the way it looks on there. Very cool. And I love the product, man. And I'll tell you what, that pig stick for a, for a wacky rig worm, I haven't found anything better than that pig stick. I mean, that is absolutely outstanding. And it's been a really neat line that they came out with.
Yeah, every one of their baits is fish-catching baits and tournament-winning baits too, which is hard to do in this day. But, yeah, like you said, even just down to a stick bait, it's different. It's special. It sinks quicker. It's heavier. They put the real work into each bait. They didn't just bring it out and make it look like something. They each have unique little features that actually make them work better than the rest.
So yeah,
it's been a fun adventure already with them this year.
Yeah, I used a little collar, on my wacky rig, so I like the way there's a slot in there for it. You know what I mean? It's just like perfect.
Yeah.
It's always lined up perfectly. Yeah. You know, and it helps a lot. So, Carl Jacobson, do you ever think about how much stuff changed? I mean, you got that blue trophy. 2 weeks later, you marry Kayla, and then you have a baby. And, I mean, it really is amazing. You had first landed in Oklahoma when you came over from Australia. Now you live over not too far from me, about an hour and 20 minutes from me in southern Tennessee. But, man, it's amazing how much life has changed in that period of time.
Yeah, Kayla and I talk about it often. We just look at each other and we're like, man, we're a couple broke kids, sleeping in the back of the truck, wondering what was going to happen the next day, whether we were going to be fishing the next year or the next event, and just surviving. And then now to see us have our own place in Chattanooga, and the sponsors we have, and the truck and boat, and having that win and being married, and then most importantly having little Riv, a little 3-year-old, and we've got another one on the way. So,
yeah.
Our family's growing, and life's super cool. Those tough times make you appreciate these times right now. Sure.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, too, on the new baby. But more mouths to feed, you know what I mean? So you got to get on your, as we say over here, you got to get on your Honda here. And, start here with 10 Killer. You're 57th right now in the points. But you have finished strong in the past. And a great opportunity for you at a lake where you have won before. And then two tournaments up north to put yourself back into Classic.
Yeah, that's right. No, I got to do it. Last year, I was 84th in the points with four tournaments to go. And
nothing.
I scratched my way back into the Classic. And so this is, I'm ahead of the game right now. I got three to go, sitting in 57th. I can't have a bad one now. I got to put my head down and turn these next three into my best three.
Carl Jacobson with us here. Now, typically, we don't have to introduce Carl because he's the only one that talks with that Aussie accent there when we're talking to an elite. But, the guy that is coming up next, we usually don't have to introduce him either. When Jimmy Houston starts cackling and laughing and everything, everybody knows it's Jimmy Houston. Growing up in Australia, we all grew up with Jimmy Houston. Growing up in Australia, when did you first become aware that there was this dude, Jimmy Houston, with the blonde hair, laughing like a hyena out there?
Yeah, it's funny. We sort of had our own personalities, I guess, in Australia. We had a guy called Rex Hunt, and he used to kiss the fish and let them go. And so I sort of grew up watching the Australian guys, I guess, and I'd never really heard of anyone, but in America. But when I started to fish tournaments when I was about 15, 16, then I started reading the books, buying the videos, watching, taking in American content. I started learning, saw Jimmy and started learning about him. And, that's when I ran in, you see Van Damme and watching the Elite Series, and it all started then. So I learned about him a little bit later in life.
Yeah, and of course he's cooks in Oklahoma right there, and has the dealership and everything else that goes on there. Now, when you guys went there in 2019, you weren't supposed to be there. You were supposed to be at Fort Gibson, and it was flooded, and they moved you to 10 Killer. 10 Killer's been high now. I don't know the last time you were back there. Of course, we all remember the video of you catching that 4-pound smallie off the magic tree that off of that island. You been back since, and do you know if that magic tree is still there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't been back since, so I'm looking forward to the memories. Before they released this schedule, years after I'd spoken to guys, and I'm sure that tree got absolutely hammered after we left there. But someone said a couple years ago that it wasn't even there anymore, which is interesting. But I don't know. It's one of those things where you got to really erase all of that out of your memory and start from scratch, start fresh, because we're going to have a totally different time of year, different conditions. Everything's going to be new, but still just as excited to fish it.
Yeah. Do you have added confidence, though, when you're going to someplace like that, that you had that kind of a finish, that you had a win at, that, you know, does it give you the feeling going in that you feel like you can do some damage there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, just seeing the little nuances that got me bites in that tournament will help me for sure. And just knowing what's in there, how it can happen, you know, the smallmouth, the largemouth, the different areas, the little offshore, because offshore is going to play again.
Yeah.
But it would be good if it was higher and some shallow stuff. It'll sort of split everyone up. So it'll be a really cool battle of the offshore scoping stuff and then the shallow guys in the bushes, depending on what the water does. But it was kind of a perfect scenario when I won. Everyone was fighting for their classic berth, so they were fishing a little bit safe. And there was a lot of fish on the bank, and the water was slightly high, so majority of the field did that, and I needed to win. I was low in the points. I wasn't going to make the classic. I needed to make something special happen, and then I was only getting 4 to 5 bites per day through practice offshore, but they were just bigger, and I decided to go all in on that, and it paid off. The water slowly dropped. The bank bite got worse, and my bite got better, and on the final day, it really got good, and more of those bigger ones had been pushed out there, and then you saw what happened. So it was kind of a cool scenario on how it happened.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff. Carl Jacobson has been our guest. Carl, we wish you the best of luck over there. Be safe, and congrats again on the new baby, and go get them, man.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate
you. All right, thank you. That's Carl Jacobson, and what a great guy. I met him years ago when he was fishing the Opens to make it to the Elites, and just always been a cool dude. We're going to get a short break in here, and when we return, Jason Christie is up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, you know, we're talking 10 killer. We're talking Oklahoma. And when you talk about those things, you got to talk about Jason Christie. I mean, because he could throw a rock basically into the lake, and then and he gets an opportunity now to fish his home pond in an Elite Series event. So he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Jason, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to 10 killer, it's bizarro world this year for you on the elites. I mean, you won the Bassmaster Classic at Hartwell, have other really good finishes at Hartwell. Didn't go well for you this year. You won at the Sabine River. Didn't go well for you this year. What the heck is going on with you, man? I've had you on my fantasy team. I've had you on my my pick'em team and everything else, and you're killing us over here. What's going on?
Yeah, it's just been one of those years. You know, I feel like I got to be in disguise when I stop at the gas station because people are the same way. They're like, I pick you on my fantasy fishing, you know, and but it's just been one of those years. And, you know, we fished Hartwell at a totally different time than, you know, all of those classics and early events back in the day. And the Sabine is just the Sabine. I mean, I actually found an area that I really thought I could win in, and, it was a risk, and I knew there was a risk, and it just didn't work out. So it's just one of those years. I mean, I've had some good finishes. It seems like I've either been in the top 20 or the bottom 20. You know, we got to get that straightened out. We have three events left to kind of get that straightened out. And you know, the next event being here, hopefully we can. And that's the thing is that I look at the schedule at the beginning of the year, and the schedule for me was perfect. Yeah. You know, I've won at the Sabine. I've won at Hartwell. I've won at St. Clair. I've won at 10 killer more than once. And we finish on La Crosse, which is right down my alley too. So, you know, it wasn't the schedule's fault. It was just me. It was just one of those. It's been one of those just not getting, and it boils down to practice. I mean, practice, I'm just not practicing good right now. And it's not lack of effort. It's just decision-making, you know, trying to find something sneaky rather than just going where the fish are.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like fishing Okeechobee. You go somewhere sneaky and there's nobody else around. And you're like, I wonder why nobody else found it. Probably because there's no bass around there.
That's a great point. Yeah. Jason Christie with us here. All right. And you're a guy, I mean, highly regarded as a great power fisherman, a guy that likes to throw spinnerbait, likes to fish shallow, all those things. But of course the hot button issue all year long and for the last couple of years is the whole forward facing sonar thing. But you've embraced that as well. You're a veteran who has won both ways. I mean, you know, so you're not one that's like totally against the whole forward facing thing. You came up with a great bait for Yum, you know, that that works with it. I mean, so just talk about that a little bit. Because, you know, that's been obviously the hot topic this year, and who knows what's going to happen for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I've won a lot of money, you know, with LiveScope, and I've won a lot of money on the bank. And and I think that's, to be successful, that's what a guy has to do. We've just, I mean, everybody knows that fishing, it's changing. I mean, right now, it's in a transition. It's like, you know, it's probably the biggest transition that we've ever had. And the problem with that is we tend to go to a lot of the same places. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, every 3 years, we're probably going to hit the same lake at least every 3 years. Well, you know, I'm almost 20 years into my career. I've been to these lakes 6, 8, some of them 12 or 15 times, and you have a lot of, history. And, you know, you get there and obviously, you know, live scope open water fishing is where it's at right now on good finishes, winning. I mean, when guys are going to the Sabine, and live scoping them, you know, in 2 foot of water. It's just, that's the way it's going to be for forever. But you know, with all this history, you just think about, well, I could, you know, I've done this, I've done that. I know that, you know, I can win doing this over here. And it's hard to get rid of that. What is it, the movie Men in Black, where they take the little pen and they erase your memory?
Yeah, like that's what you need.
That's something, yeah, that's something that I think the older guys would benefit from if we erased a lot of that, you know. And I'm not comparing young versus old or live scope versus the bank guys. I'm just saying that you go to these events and you practice and stuff, you know, you've caught them so many ways over the years. It's just hard to get that out of your mind. It's just like fishing Pinkiller next week. It is going to be a hard tournament for me to fish because I have fished here so much. I mean, like, there's no telling how many days it's going to be hard to set on a spot or fish an area good because I know that there's 250 other areas that I can go to. So it's going to be one of those. And that's kind of what the, you know, the season has been for me, you know, rather than just picking an area. And, you know, the Sabine, for instance, it went down in Taylor's, you know, that's where a lot of the fish were caught. Well, also, I knew there was 70 boats down there in practice, and I'm like, well, I don't want to go fish with 70 boats. And that's what kept me out of there. I never went down there in practice, obviously never went in the tournament. And that's where a majority of the fish were. So yeah, it's just one of those, you know, one of those years.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, my home lake is Tim's Ford Lake, and the college guys fished the bracket here last year. And Brandon Lester, this is his home lake as well. And we had talked about it quite a bit on and off the air about what it was going to be like. Because October on our lake, we know how tough it can be, you know, 12, 13 pounds a day, winning a tournament, that kind of stuff. And these guys went out who had never seen the lake before, and they were fishing, you know, with chug bugs around bridges and catching smallmouth on top, using the scope. And we never in a million years thought of that or fished any of those spots. And we're like, and they're catching 16 pounds. And we're like, where did that come from?
Right.
We don't do that. And so,
right.
You know, so that's a, you know, that's sometimes the way it works. Jason Christie with us here. By the way, I've gone to LiveScope this year. I'm all Garmin now, electronics on my boat. And my favorite palette, I'm just still, obviously it's going to take a while to really learn it well, but my favorite palette on the LiveScope is the blue one where the fish show up nice with the red and the orange, you know, trim around them and so on. What's your favorite palette color for your LiveScope?
So I'm all about Floodlight. I was Amber for several years, and you know, they added Floodlight, and Floodlight works for me in low light, and it works really good in the sunshine, which the bright sunshine over the top of your head, that's the ones where it can be difficult because of the glare and stuff. But Floodlight is the best. I have a little advice for you. You like the blue.
Yeah.
Try the blue. Go to your unit on the top, switch it to night mode, and try the blue.
Blue on night mode.
Set it in, okay. Yeah, set it in blue, and then go to the top of your unit and switch it to night mode.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to manually do that.
Right, right.
And see what it looks like during the day. You'll be amazed. If you like the blue red transition or the comparison, you'll like
it pops for me.
The night mode.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to check that out. That's good advice from Jason Christie there on our Garmin LiveScope units. All right, 210 Killer. We just saw, you know, Kristen Fisher just won a kayak tournament there last week, and she did it. Her LiveScope went down. Her you know, whatever her forward facing unit was, it was down, and she didn't use it at all, and caught all of her fish skipping swim baits way up under docks, floating docks. Now the lake was just like 7 or 8 feet high at the beginning. I don't know what it is now, but can you learn anything from that? Does that sound any kind of technique that could be in play? You know, skipping swim baits up under docks.
Well, the only bad thing about that, there's very few docks on 10 Killer. So I pretty much can guess where she was at. the lake has fallen out. I don't know why. The last two or three years, I think it's due to construction on the dam. Typically Ten Killer is a lake that they hold the water. I mean, under normal years with the amount of rain that we got this year, we would be up 20 to 25 feet. They barely let it get, you know, above five. And it seems like when it gets to six or seven, they just pull the plug and it's almost back down to normal. Actually, when I was getting a haircut, I looked at it and it's almost back down to normal. So we've had a weird year. It's been up and down, dirty, you know, and I noticed coming across the bridge, it's starting to clear up pretty good. And that's the thing about Ten Killer. It would not surprise me. I mean, I don't really know how this thing's going to go down. I have a feeling, but like you say, with these, just like what you and Brandon were talking about, you know, you're going to guess this and you're going to guess where it's going to go down at, and these guys surprise you. That's probably what's going to happen next week with all of these guys coming here.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. I just know that you can win from one end to the other. And I really think that a guy is going to have to mix it up. I mean, the lake is pretty small in regards to 100 boat field practicing 3 days and having a 4-day tournament. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're going to be able to sit on the spot. And I don't think you're going to be able to do the same thing for 4 days. I think you're going to have to kind of hodgepodge of things.
Jason Christie has been our guest. Jason, we wish you the best of luck this week and the rest of the series. You got to make a little bit of a move here. A couple of good finishes put you back into Classic for next year as well. We appreciate you so much, man. Good luck out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. There you go, Jason Christie. And we got a little tutorial. We got a little live scope tutorial from him as well. I like that. All right. We get a break in here. When we come back, when you think Cooks in Oklahoma, you think Ten Killer, you think Jimmy Houston, and he's up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. I feel like I've known Jimmy Houston for 45 years or so, you know, because I'm like all of you, you know, we grew up watching Jimmy Houston outdoors and so on. I've actually known him about 15 years or so. Had an opportunity to shoot a commercial with him and Bill Dance and Roland Martin about 5 years ago at the Bassmaster Classic. And he said maybe the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to me. I opened the commercial by saying, I'm here with the three legends. And Jimmy said, four legends. I chuckled and I said, yeah, let's start this commercial over again. So, but he is now a friend, and I'm blessed to know him for sure. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Let me tell you that is so cool because you know we've got one of our YouTube channels. We've got three YouTube channels. But one of them is called Catch a Better Life, and in that channel I have a couple of daily devotional books that I've written that have a scripture from the Word of God and a fishing tip every day. And a devotional that I wrote about fishing. So one of the things I'm just reading one, going through it and looking at it before I did it, and it said something about being gentle and polite and saying nice things about other people, that we sometimes live in such a fast-paced world. And you do this, and you remember that from all that
I
time
do
back.
Know. I remember that. In fact, we had...
That is so cool, Tom.
Yeah,
that's kind of a great way to start the radio deal, and it is if everybody's listening, we'll just go out there and say something nice to somebody or about somebody or both. The whole world will be better, won't it?
Yeah, well, we actually are at our church. We're actually in the midst of doing a Bible study where we make a big circle and we put a couple in the middle each week on Wednesday night. We put a couple in the middle and everybody goes around the circle and says something encouraging about that particular couple. And it's amazing. I mean, it's really cool, you know, when you share that way and you say something positive about people. So I remember when you said that, that's for sure.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you know, Tom, you're exactly right about that. I've always, people have talked about, you know, me standing in line, standing for hours and hours and hours and signing a contract. And they said, you treat everybody like it's the only person that's ever asked you for an autograph. And I tell them, I said, yeah, my goal, honestly, is to treat everybody special because they are.
Yeah.
They may not be special to us necessarily. We might not ever see them again this side of heaven, but you're right, you know, and if you say treat everybody is special because they are special, and if you can say an encouraging word instead of a discouraging word, and just in passing, if somebody just overhears you, might be blessed.
So yeah,
that's a great thing you're doing. I've never heard anybody do that, but I like it.
I know, it's really cool.
Keep it up.
So when you think of Cooks in Oklahoma, you think of Lake Ten Killer, you have to think Jimmy Houston. And Jimmy, the elites are on their way to your lake. And ironically, you know, we just saw a woman win the Bassmaster kayak event over there, Kristen Fisher. And I say ironically because, you know, your wife, Chris, your wife, Chris, is such a great bass fisherman and so on. And everybody, I'm sure, is concerned about how she's doing. And, you know, if you can update her condition, that'd be great.
Chris is doing great. She still can't walk. You know, it's been 50 months, I think, tomorrow, and since she had that stroke, so a little bit over 4 years, and she still can't walk or use her right arm, but she's doing great. She's here with me at the ranch 100% of the time, except when I'm out on the road working, and she stays with my daughter or my son when I'm doing that, but she lives here with the ranch with me 100% of the time, and she's enjoying the ranch. We kind of live in heaven, as a matter of fact, and already before we get there, and she loves the animals and the water and the fish, and she's got an electric wheelchair that she rides around in the yard and feeds the deer and pets the deer and stuff like that. So she's doing absolutely fantastic, and there are still thousands of people, if not tens of thousands, praying for her daily, and those prayers have kept her alive and made her life great, and been a tremendous blessing to me as well.
Oh, that's tremendous stuff for sure. Now, this young lady, she did a lot of her damage in this tournament just last week, and the water was about 8 feet high, and I guess
flooding over there. They got more red yesterday. They're going to have a lot of water to fish.
Yeah, there's a lot of water to fish. She lost her forward-facing sonar, and she in practice and didn't have it, and was skipping swim baits up under the backs of floating docks, and that's how she caught all her fish. You know, is that a pattern that you think will be in play next week when the elites get there?
Oh yeah, very, very definitely. You know, it's going to be. In fact, as a matter of fact, Tom, a lot of people can just turn that sonar off if they want. And just power fish like they a lot of them grew up fishing, and a lot of the younger fishermen may not necessarily even know how to do very well, but the boat docks will be good. The water's up in the bushes. The top water baits will be sensational and fantastic. Big noisy top water baits are going to be good. You'll be able to throw worms and jigs around those. Those fish, of course, have finished spawning, and a lot of them, you know, will simply camp out in all of that. But there'll be so many willow trees and stuff flooded in there that the people that can cast the most accurately. You mentioned her skipping up under that dock, under those docks. Of course, that's a great technique for any kayak fisherman to learn, because you already have your rod positioned where you need it to do that. You're down there where you can skip under those docks, and there are really hundreds and hundreds of boat docks on that lake, and there's a lot of big marinas, but the private docks are pretty much enclosed docks. And so they have doors on them that are open and shut, and you can't skip up under those docks without too much problems. And a lot of fish will be suspended right under the floats in the docks, just like you catch them on Grand Lake and Table Rock Lake and all the lakes that still have a lot of private docks on. But yeah, that will be a good, very good pattern. Yeah,
the distinctive voice of Jimmy Houston. He is our guest here, and Jimmy, we just had Jason Christie on. He lives right there on the lake as well, and
he does.
He talked about, you know, one of the things he mentioned, he said that sometimes it could be almost paralyzing, because he knows 200 spots on that lake where he can catch fish, and everyone that he's on, he's thinking that maybe the next one is the one where he needs to move to. Just talk about that. You were a tournament fisherman for many, many years, and how sometimes knowing a lake so well can hurt you a little bit.
It is really a challenge that you have to fight in your mind mentally. And one of the good things that Jason is such a seasoned and experienced tournament fisherman that when he makes decisions and makes changes, he's well within the pattern of what works under this high flooded water conditions, and he knows the places. And like we talked about the boat docks, as we've been talking about them, Tom, just pictures of boat docks and certain areas where you might have 8 or 10 docks on one side of a pocket or cove and 4 or 5 on the other, and I can think in my mind about the 3 or 4 docks that I would concentrate on more than the rest of them. That doesn't mean you can't catch fish out of all of them, but that's just the way it always is. And there's certain points and certain areas, and so there's all kinds of different patterns that's going to be working there. But yeah, that's the deal. And you're exactly right. You know, I can remember all the way back to when I won my second BASS Angler of the Year title, and the final tournament was on Bull Shoals, which was Roger Moore's home lake. His home lake, and the battle was between Roger Moore, who was leading the Angler of the Year standings, and Roland Martin, who was second, who pretty much won about every year, seemed like, and then I was third or fourth. I think I'm third going into the last tournament, and everybody pretty much had given it to Roger. He had a lead on Roland and I both, and they pretty much said it's his home lake. And during that 3-day tournament, we didn't have co-anglers. We were fishing with another competitor. And during that 3-day tournament, I probably saw him running. I never saw him fishing. He never was fishing any of the patterns that I was on. But I probably saw him running 2 or 3 different times every single day of that 3-day tournament. And he didn't do well in the tournament, and Roland didn't do well, and I did do well, and ended up winning that Angler of the Year title. So, and that was the lake that he grew up on as well. And he was from Missouri, and Roger's not with us anymore, but he was a very, very good tournament fisherman. And knowing the lake that well can be damaging. But, you know, I think Jason is seasoned enough and experienced enough that he'll be just fine.
I think he will.
I'm not a gambling man, but he'd be a good guy to put money on.
No, I think he will be just fine. Jimmy Houston with us. And he is a 2-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year. He's also won a couple of times on the Bassmaster circuit back in the day. But to put things in perspective,
when Jimmy Houston won, I think in Arkansas, he made $15,000. And when he won in the St. Lawrence River in New York, he won $30,000. So the money was different then than it is now. Jimmy, if you were just starting your career now, would we ever see Jimmy Houston outdoors, the TV star, or could you make your living just fishing tournaments the way these guys do now? Because you didn't make a ton of money back in the day fishing tournaments.
I think it's really, really difficult to make your living fishing tournaments. I don't see how the guys do it even today. I mean, the one thing, they do have more tournaments they can fish, and there's a much smaller amount of people who get to fish the tournaments at the top level than we had 300 people in a tournament, and now it's 100 and less in the big tournaments. And so I think that it would probably be. I think it's still difficult to make a living out there. It's a very difficult game to play, and we're basically playing for the same amount of money that they were playing for 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. Or I was playing for 10 or 15 years ago. I 2019 was the last year I fished, but I had a fairly decent year. Did not win a tournament, but I won $58,000 that year, and that's pretty good in today's tournament world. That's just several $10,000, $5,000, $4,000. Is what adds up to that. And if you don't win a tournament or two every year, if you don't have good sponsors and you're not you don't have the availability to go out there and do a lot of personal appearances to make extra money.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult sport to play. And just like the television show business, is a really difficult way to make a living, and always has been. And hopefully that'll change. And I keep praying that it will. And I'd like for these guys to be. I remember when we were blown away 10 or 15 years ago when the golfers will win $1 million in a tournament. And I thought, wow, $1 million. And now the golfers are winning $8 million, and we're still winning
$100,000. So, that's a good point.
And I say we because I still consider myself in that crowd, even though I don't play against them anymore.
Well, you are. You were on that first year of the elites as well back in 2006. So you were fishing. It was 100 grand to win then.
The tournament game is a wonderful game because – the people, and it's so much fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and you get the Ken Cook, my buddy, who again is Ken's not with us anymore. I went to his funeral a few years back, but Ken always got on the stage, and whether he had one fish or a nice limit, he was always smiling, and he said, "How can I be unhappy?" He said, "I'm making a living running around the country chasing little green fish for a living," and it's a great statement that Ken just, that was his attitude all along, And I think it's great, I never took the tournaments real seriously because they're just so much fun to play.
Yeah, that, no doubt about it. Jimmy Houston has been our guest. And, Jimmy, I'll tell you what, we're still watching the shows. You do such a tremendous job. You're such a great ambassador for the sport. And you got another birthday coming up in July, so we wish you a happy birthday in July, assuming we don't talk to you before then. But great stuff.
Be 81.
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to say that. I didn't want to throw the year out there, but okay, you're going to be 81 next month.
I brag about my buddy Bill and Roland at 85. I think that is just absolutely fantastic because they were my heroes when I was growing up.
You're the youngin' in that group. Yeah, you're the whippersnapper in that group, too. So good stuff. Appreciate it as always, man. But we'll keep praying for Chris and you and continue the great work that you're doing.
I appreciate that so much. You're doing a great job out there, by the way, Tom. Appreciate you.
Thank you. That's Jimmy Houston. And man, it's so great. I don't wear him out, but every time I want to reach out and grab him, he's there for me. And I appreciate it so much. And I tell you this from the bottom of my heart, the time that I got to spend with him on that set and some other times that we've had him on and so on, it's been great. He's been on a show that I do called Field of Faith Radio as well. It airs in Florida, and he was tremendous on that. He's a great, faithful guy, and you can go and see his daily devotionals, and it'll change your life. That's it for sure. All right, we're going to get our final break in here. When we come back, we will wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How'd you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you.
As the season moves along, we start looking at several spots on the AOI standings. First and foremost, it's the top of the table where Jay Shakurit has a healthy but not insurmountable lead over defending champ Chris Johnston. Now, you can make a case down to about 7th or 8th place for where the winner will come from. The next stress point is around 40th, which is the projected classic cut line. Now, historically, that line moves to maybe 42 or 43, but the group of guys hovering from the mid-30s to the mid-50s is massive, and some of those below the line maybe thinking about the fall EQ series, three events that carry an automatic bid into the 2026 Classic. Then there's the bottom 30 or so, looking to make sure that they are not too reliant on math to maintain their spot in the elite field. This is going to be a great final third of the schedule. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you will see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByLine.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.